The Charlotte Bobcats have struggled to get attention in their 8-year history, but lately that's changed because the Bobcats are an attention-grabbing 4-28 at the All-Star break, and they're in danger of going down as the worst team in NBA history. Scott Graff of WFAE in Charlotte has more.
It's an understatement to say Charlotte has been struggling lately. The Bobcats' win last week over Toronto ended a 16-game losing streak. Rick Bunnell covers the team for the Charlotte Observer.
They never expected it to get this bad, but there is some method to all this.
What Bunnell means is that despite their awful season, the Bobcats have a plan. See, this time 2 years ago, Charlotte was headed for the playoffs. But then last season, owner Michael Jordan decided the team couldn't contend for a championship. So he traded his best players, Gerald Wallace and Steven Jackson, for first-round draft picks. Steve Kerr is an NBA analyst with TNT. He's also a former Chicago Bulls teammate of Jordan's who's worked in the NBA as a general manager. He says Jordan's thinking is clear. The team had to get worse before it could get better.
In order to set the table for the future, it does make sense to clear your salary and bundle as many draft picks as you can together. And then you're working from a position of strength. But it's a difficult process to go through because you're going to lose a lot of games in the meantime.
Charlotte recently hosted the Chicago Bulls. A lot of expensive seats in the lower level at Time Warner Cable Arena were empty. The cheap seats were full of Bulls fans and school groups. But late in the game, what had been a subdued crowd all of a sudden got noisy. Problem is, it had nothing to do with the Bobcats. They were down by 30 on the way to yet another loss. All the excitement was over T-shirts being shot into the stands. But as bad as it's been, the team isn't moping. At a recent shoot-around last week, players smiled and even joked at times as they took turns shooting three-pointers. Practices like this one have been rare as the league crams as many games as possible into a season shortened by last year's lockout. Matt Carroll, one of the Bobcats' veterans, says that's made the typical grind of an NBA season even worse.
Mentally, you know, it's tough, and physically also. You know, I mean, the days that, you know, we would usually have off in a regular season schedule, you know, we don't get off. We have to practice because we need practice time, but those are days that guys are tired and guys are banged up, but you got to find a way to get through it mentally and physically.
The Bobcats have also suffered injuries to their best players. DJ Augustine and Gerald Henderson have missed significant time. That's made what was already a thin margin of error basically non-existent. But Bunnell with the Charlotte Observer says all the losing hasn't seemed to affect the team in the locker room.
I've covered enough bad teams that I know sort of the culture of what happens when people lose a lot. It starts eroding people's self-confidence, camaraderie, teamwork. I don't see any evidence of that with this team. I don't see backbiting. I don't see sniping.
Bunnell credits head coach Paul Silas for a lot of that. Silas has been around the NBA for decades and is widely thought of as a player's coach. He's made it a point to stay upbeat. He says the losses have cost him some sleep, but Silas doesn't seem interested in beating up on a team that just doesn't stack up with the rest of the NBA.
You know, we got good guys. If we had bad people, then it would be worse. But we got good guys, and they like each other, and it's just the fact that we've had so many injuries. But if we didn't have those injuries, we'd be much further ahead than we are now.
Silas is optimistic the team will win more games, and soon. Fans, meanwhile, will have to be patient. Terrence Hayes has been rooting for first the Charlotte Hornets and now the Bobcats since 1993. And a little futility isn't scaring him off.
There is no team in the NBA that doesn't have its ups and downs. Even the great teams of the Celtics, the Bulls, there were years when they were rock bottom and they had to build up. And that's what's going to happen with the Bobcats. It's just a matter of how long will this rough period be?
For Hayes and others suffering through a winter of bad basketball, there is hope. Bobcats fans can look to the Oklahoma City Thunder for optimism. 3 years ago, that team started 3-29. Last year, the Thunder made the Western Conference Finals. And right now, they share the best record in the NBA with the Miami Heat. For Only a Game, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
For a statistical analysis of just how bad the Bobcats are and could be by season's end, please visit onlyagame.org, where you can also view Scott Graff's photo gallery. Nothing else matters when the Bobcats play. I don't care if you don't understand. I'm never giving up being a Bobcats fan. It's 19 minutes past the hour.